All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to our special program tonight, the Hour of Restoration with Pastor Charles Yuka here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston's community radio station. It's a privilege to be here tonight to speak God's word. What a privilege. Tonight, I'm going to be discussing something that is very, very important. I started preaching on this 2 weeks ago, and I will continue today preaching on this same topic, the powers behind the scene. If you have been following me on this radio station, you may have heard me preach on the powers, exposing the powers behind the scene. My dear friends, there are powers on earth, invisible forces, invisible powers that are behind the scene. You cannot see these powers. Your eyes cannot see them unless God gives you a spiritual eye, or God gives you the third eye for you to see the powers that I'm talking about. But what we can see today are the manifestations of these powers, the works of these powers, the acts of these powers, the evil deeds of these powers. So tonight, we are going to see the powers behind the scene, where they came from, why they are operating on earth, and what damages they have done on earth. Don't forget that this is Pastor Charles Yuka. I am the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruits Ministries, located at number 20 Charlotte Street in Dorchester, Boston, Massachusetts. May God bless you tonight as we read God's word and enter into another realm in the scripture. God bless you.
You're listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston's community radio station.
Powers behind the scene. And I'm taking our Bible passage tonight from the book of Daniel. I know many of us are familiar with the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter number 10. Daniel chapter 10. And I'll be reading from verse number 12. Now I want you to pay attention to what the Lord is saying here. Daniel chapter 10 from verse number 12. Now the scripture says, "Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to humble thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy work's sake. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained with the prince, with the kings of Persia, for 21 days. Now I am coming to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for the vision is yet for many days." Elohim, we bless you tonight. We honor you. We give you praise. We thank you because there is no God like you, and there can be no other. You are the creator of all things, both visible and invisible. Your reign has no end. We bow down and we worship you. Let the whole world bow down before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi. Father, I thank you for this wonderful time in your presence. This wonderful time to speak thy word. This wonderful time to preach thy word. This wonderful time to release thy word to your people. My prayer is that you touch every heart that will hear this word and open every eyes to see what you are about to give them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayers tonight. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
You're listening to WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, Boston's community radio station.
So now tonight we are discussing this topic, the powers behind the scene. Don't forget that this is Vineyard of Fruit Ministry, and this title of this program is called The Hour of Restoration. God want to restore people through this program here at WBCALP 102.9 FM, Boston. So tonight, I'm talking about these powers behind the scene. And if you look at the Bible passage that we just read, the Bible passage we just read tells us about a man called Daniel. Daniel was a righteous man. Daniel was a prophet. Daniel was a man of God who began to seek the face of God. Now, the scripture says that Daniel prayed. Daniel was praying for his people. Daniel was praying, soliciting for his people, soliciting for his nation before the Lord. Now, the scripture says that an angel of the Lord appeared to Daniel in a vision and said to Daniel, the first day you prayed, your prayers were answered. But there was a prince of Persia that stopped me for 21 days. This prince of Persia withheld me for 21 days. And I was unable to come down on earth to give you the solution to your prayers. Now, why is it that Daniel had to pray in the first place? What made Daniel to begin to pray? Now, listen to this, my dear friends. We need to understand that the life we live is more spiritual than physical. The life we live is 90% spiritual, 10% physical. Before anything will happen to you on earth, physically, it has taken place in the spirit realm. Now, what made Daniel to begin to pray was because of what was going on in the land of Israel. In the land of the Jews, the scripture says that there was a time, there was calamity in the land, there was problems in the land, there was so many problems and so many issues going on in the land of the Jews. There was no peace in the land. There was a lot of idol worshiping and all kind of things going on in the land, and God was not happy about this. And because of this problem, God wanted to send the Jews to captivity. Why? God wanted the land to have rest for 70 years. I want you to understand why Daniel prayed and why there was a power behind the scene that stopped the prayer. Many of you have prayed and prayed and prayed, but your prayer has not been answered, not because God has not answered your prayer, but because there are some principalities, there are some powers, there are some entities, invisible powers that are sitting on your prayer. I came with the mantle of God. I came as an oracle of heaven to destroy every works of darkness, every power of the enemy, every satanic power, every demonic force, every entity from the pit of hell, holding on to your prayers, holding on to your breakthrough. Let them begin to receive the fire of the Holy Ghost, even as I pray now. Now the Bible said that God sent his people into captivity. It was God himself that sent the Jews to captivity. Now, with the purpose that the land would have peace, God wanted to restore peace in the land So the people had to leave the land for a period of time. God gave them specific time to be in captivity. They were not happy in captivity. They were being maltreated in captivity. They did not have all they needed in captivity. But God allowed them to be in captivity for 70 years. Now the scripture says that the people of Israel, the Jews, they have been in captivity for 70 years and over. And the Bible said that Daniel began to do research. Nobody knew that they were supposed to come out of captivity after 70 years. The prophets were in captivity. The major prophets were in captivity. The minor prophets were in captivity. Children were in captivity. Men and women, boys and girls. The land of the Jews, everybody in captivity. But there was a problem in the land because there was no man to pray. There was no man to read the scriptures. There was no man to research the scripture to know the mind of God. Until a man called Daniel rose and began to study. The Bible says, as he began to read the books, as he began to read the scripture, Daniel discovered that there was only 70 years that the people were supposed to be in captivity. They were not supposed to be there more than 70 years. But why is it that the people of Israel, the Jews, they have been in captivity for more than 70 years and they were still in captivity? This is the reason why Daniel began to seek the face of God. Daniel began to pray and say, Lord, why are we still in captivity? Is it not in your word? Because I have seen thy word. I have read the scriptures. I have found what you said concerning our exile, concerning our captivity in another man's land. What are you saying? We have been here for more than 70 years. It took a man to dig into the scripture to know what God has spoken about him. My dear friends, I came with the mantle of God. I came as an oracle of God to decree tonight that you have stayed too long in that trouble. You have been too long in that calamity. You have been too long in that abusive relationship. You've been too long in that rubbish that you are doing. You've been too long in that thing you do. The Lord says he's about to bring you out from that captivity. You've been there for over 5 years. It wasn't the mind of God that you should be there for more than 6 months, but you've been there for 6 years. As I'm speaking this word of God, anyone under the sound of my voice that is in captivity, captivity could be anything. You could be in captivity of sin, in captivity of backwardness, in captivity of barrenness, in captivity of marital problem, in captivity of joblessness, in any kind of captivity. The Lord says it is time for you to come out of captivity. And the Bible said that Daniel began to pray. And as that Daniel began to pray, the Bible said that God answered his prayer on the very first day that Daniel prayed. God answered the prayer of Daniel the very first day he prayed. That is what the Bible says. It said an angel of the Lord came to him and said, Daniel, the first day you prayed, your prayers were answered. Can you imagine? Daniel prayed. The first day the man prayed, the scripture says that his prayers were answered. But why is it that Daniel did not receive the answer to the prayer? Why is it that Daniel did not see the solution? Why is it that Daniel did not get what he was praying about? Because there was a power behind the scene that was holding on to the prayer. Now, this is what happened here. There are three heavens. Let me go deeper now. There are three heavens. The first heaven is the earth where we live, the cosmos. On the earth, only human beings are permitted to live on earth. There is nothing else that can live on earth apart from human beings. This is our place of abode. This is where God designed that you be. That is why God gave you flesh. It's only human beings that are permitted to live on earth. So demons do not live on earth. Principalities do not live on earth. Angels do not live on earth. There are places where they live. So only human beings are permitted to live on earth. So when you see a demon walking on the earth, you have to arrest the demon and ask him or her for his or her identity, because they are not allowed to live on earth. That is why you can never see a demon walking on earth. Rather, demons, for them to walk on earth, for them to cause havoc on earth, they have to possess human beings. You can never see the Holy Spirit of God walking on earth. Holy Spirit is not permitted to live on earth. That is why for the Holy Spirit to perform on earth, he has to look for somebody, a vessel to possess. So the demons are looking for human beings to use. Holy Spirit is also looking for human beings to use. So whichever you submit to will operate through you. Ziamana inasunte ebra adus kapaya nishkadi indelehida. Thank you, Father. So this is what happened here. So Daniel prayed. Now, in the first heaven where we live, this is the heaven where human beings live. Now, the second heaven is called the heavenly places. Now, the second heaven is where demons, where principalities and powers live. The Bible said, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. Now, how can you wrestle against principalities and powers when you don't see them? Because they do not live on earth. They live in the heavenly places. These powers live in the heavenly places. But from the heavenly places, they can influence what happens on earth. From the heavenly places, they can stop your prayers on earth. From the heavenly places, they can cause barrenness. From the heavenly places, they can cause sicknesses to those who are not strong in the Lord. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying tonight. So these are the second heaven. The third heaven is where God and his angels live. That is why no human being can travel to heaven to live without dying, unless on a special arrangement, just like people like Elijah. Elijah did not die, but Elijah was taken up to heaven by the chariots of fire. The people like Melchizedek, who never died, and things like that. But every other person on earth, we have to die. That is why Jesus died and resurrected and went to heaven. My dear friends, there are three heavens. Now, I'm not talking about the third heaven. I want to talk about the second heaven. The second heaven is where principalities and powers are ruling. That is where they live. That is where they occupy. And from there, they can influence things on earth, whether you like it or not. These are called the powers behind the scene, powers that are invisible. But we can see the visible things that they are doing. How do I prove it to you? If you go back to the book of Daniel chapter 10. Now the Bible said that Daniel prayed. Daniel prayed. The Bible said that his prayer was unanswered. But there was a prince of Persia that stopped the prayer of Daniel for 21 days. You can imagine how powerful the prince. Who is the prince of Persia? The prince of Persia is this principality. Is a principality that dwells in the heavenly places. That is a principality. It dwells in the heavenly places. It is there to stop men from progressing. It is there to stop people from making move in life. It is there to stop you from serving God. They are there to weaken your prayer life, to frustrate your marriage, to frustrate your job, to make sure you don't serve God, to make sure you hate God and rebuke the voice of God. My dear friends, these are called the powers behind the scene. So Daniel prayed. God, who is faithful, answered the prayer of Daniel. But the prayer was stopped. The solution was stopped in the realm of the spirit by a prince of Persia. He took angel Gabriel to deploy a backup in the name of angel Michael to be able to defeat the prince of Persia so that Daniel can receive his deliverance. So that Daniel could receive his prayers. My dear friends, there are powers behind the scene. I don't know how many times you have prayed and it looks like God answered your prayer, but you are not seeing anything. You are not seeing the solution. You are not seeing the answer to the prayer. Everything is still looking the way it used to look. My dear friends, we came to deal with the powers behind the sin. Daniel prayed for 21 days. Daniel did not receive the prayer. For Daniel, God has answered him. But why is it that he is unable to receive the answer to his prayers? My dear friends, right where you are right now, you could be thinking, why is it that I'm still in this mess? Why is it that I'm still going through what I'm going through? Even though I go to church, even though I pay my tithe, even though I help the poor, even though I fast, I do praying and fasting, even though I do midnight prayers, even though I do morning prayer, even though I do 12 o'clock prayer, but I'm still in the same situation. Nothing has changed. My dear friends, I came to inform you that the life we live is more spiritual than physical. There are powers behind the scene that you are not seeing, but these powers can be destroyed by the word of God. When you rise up and begin to pray, my dear friends, you are able to bring down the powers behind the sin. It is time for Christians to begin to pray. I am tired of seeing Christians who cannot spend at least an hour a day in prayer. I see Christians eat and eat and eat, but nobody prays. That is why the church is dying. That is why the church is going down, because no more prayers in church. The church has become like a social club. The church has become like a social gathering, but the church is not a social gathering. The church is a spiritual gathering. The church is a place of power. The church is a place of anointing. The church is a place of revelation. The church is a place where prophetic words are being made manifest. Powers behind the scene. My dear friends, don't forget that this is Pastor Charles Uka. I am the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministries, located at number 20 Shallow Street in Boston. Tonight, I am speaking on this topic, the powers behind the scene. I'm prophesying to somebody tonight that as you hear the sound of my voice, any power behind the scene that is troubling your life shall leave you now in the name of Jesus. Powers behind the scene. My dear friends, there is something called front end and back end in information technology. There is something called the front end and there is something called the back end. For those of you who are hearing the sound of my voice tonight and you are familiar with information technology or you are familiar with the computer or the internet, you could see there is something called the front end. Now, the front end, an example of a front end is when you log into Vineyard of Fruit Ministry, for instance. You log into Vineyard of Fruit Ministry, you type www.vineyardoffruitsministries.com. Now, the website opens. You see the picture of the church. You see the times of operation. You see the pastors. You see the deacons. You see the leadership. You see everything about the ministry. Now, the reason why you are able to see all these things from the front end is because there are people that are called the developers. There are people that are doing these things from the back end. So if they do the back end right, you see the front end is right. When the back end is not right, the front end will never be right. So these developers, sometimes we don't see them. They are manipulating the website from the back end. So when you log into the website, you see the beauty of the website. The reason you see the beauty of the website is because there are people on the back end. So when they put the things wrong, everything goes wrong. My dear friend, this is exactly how it is in our lives. There are powers behind the scene. When your life is not good, when your life is messed up, when you see yourself being addicted to something, you are addicted to pornography, addicted to drugs and alcohol, addicted to prostitution, addicted to murder, addicted to different evil things. Sometimes it is not you, but there are some powers that you are not seeing. What people see are the things from the front end. Instead of fighting those who are doing all these things, rather, we should turn and fight the battle against the powers behind the scene. My dear friends, there are powers on earth. There are powers behind the scene. When we deal with the powers behind the scene, everything from the front end will become beautiful. I've met a lady from a family of six. Out of the six of them, they have all been to jail. This is the pattern of this family. They have all been to jail. As a matter of fact, every woman, this is not men. Every woman born in this family must go to jail. I met this woman. She said six of them have all been to jail. Now, the reason they go to jail is not necessarily because of what they did. It was because there are powers that are controlling them. These powers push them into stuff that they are not supposed to do. And once they do those things, they find themselves in jail. And many other stories that I've come in contact with people. My dear friends, I came by the power of the Holy Ghost, and I break the powers of the enemy over your life. Anything that is causing you pain, anything that is making you to do things you are not supposed to do or you don't want to do, I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost, let those powers lose their hold of your life in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we are speaking against the powers behind the scene. My dear friends, if you believe God's word and believe that God is powerful, I want you to rise up wherever you are. Maybe you are driving, maybe you are sitting down in your home. I want you to rise up on your feet and begin to pray this short prayer with me. And begin to open your mouth and pray and say, Father, every power behind the scene that is causing me to be watching pornography, that is causing me to commit sin, causing me to hate my neighbor, causing me to hate my father, my mother, causing my children to hate me, I pray against these powers tonight. In this country, you see people who don't love their parents. You see people who hate their mother. You see children who hate their parents, who if given the chance, they can even kill their parents. My dear friends, there are powers controlling people's mind. But if I am called by God, I take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the powers behind the sin in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't forget that this is Vineyard of Fruit Ministry, and this is Pastor Charles Yuka. If you want to hear more about this message or you want to be in contact with us, 857-269-7688. The number is 857-269-7688. You can check us out at www.vineyardoffruits.com. May God bless you and may God keep you. I will speak to you again same time next week, Sunday. We are here 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Remain blessed until we speak to you again. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Signing out tonight is Pastor Charles Yuka, the senior pastor of Vineyard of Fruit Ministries. God bless you.